Another superpower revealed and another believer. Stay tuned.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Raising Dion After Show. Guys, tonight we are talking about Season 1, Episode 2, Issue number 102, Fortress of Solitude. Tonight we're going to get into Dion's new power, our new believer. We also have our special segment, our predictions, and sitting to my left, I have the lovely Jason Ritter fan, Susie G.
Hi! I'm so excited to be back for episode 2 because it was so good.
I know. And I'm your moderator, Princess Carol. I'm so excited to get into it. What were your overall thoughts?
It was great. I mean, again, we kind of are diving into this episode 2. And overall, again, there's so many things that I want to know and cliffhangers and all kinds of things happening. Again, I want to watch episode 3 right now.
Yes, I feel like we peeled back a couple layers.
Yes.
But there's layers to the layers.
Yes.
We hit another set of layers. And I'm excited to start peeling them all back at the same time. I know. Well, let's just get right into it. Dion's new superpower. We've talked about how we feel like he has more.
Than just one, yes.
Than just one. So, teleportation.
All
How
of a
about
sudden,
that
was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, and again, I think, are we going to get a new superpower in each episode or more than one?
I don't know. It's a powerful kid.
He's very powerful. And it was like kind of fun to see him because he just wound up in a tree.
He just wound up in a tree. But it's interesting because I feel like by the end of the episode, which we'll get into in a little bit, but by the end of the episode, it seemed like he had almost mastered it pretty quickly.
Yes. And that was kind of what we talked about prior, is that he's still struggling a little bit with getting these superpowers under control. But I think by the end of this episode, like you said, he is starting to kind of understand them and master them, which is that a good thing?
Hopefully he's mastered them and they haven't mastered him.
Yes.
Whoa. Just throwing that out there.
I think in this episode, too, we see, because we kind of aren't sure if he's going to turn into a villain or if he's going to stay good, but he actually risked his own life, you know, to go get the bunny at the end. So you kind of see in this episode that I feel like his superhero powers were used for the greater good. I mean, he put his own life at risk, which we saw.
He did. And although I kind of feel like it was a little unintentional because he's like 7. So he's like not looking both ways. Get it together, Nicole. You need to let him know. He needs to look both ways. But more grace this episode. More grace.
Yes. And I think what we saw a lot of in this episode is him actually just being a kid. Because we do have to be reminded that he's only 7.
Yeah.
And so he's still kind of navigating the kid world. And so we just kind of saw him being a kid, like his attention span was off and he couldn't hold it together. And so I think it's kind of a cool reminder that there's just this little dude with all these powers.
Right. He's still deciding who he is.
Yes.
Let alone whether or not he's a hero or villain. Yes. So all the layers. But another thing we want to unfold quickly, because I need to know who this lady is, because I need to get to know Mark.
Yes.
Charlotte. So we called her this episode.
Right.
No answer. However, we did see her.
So a side little profile.
Right. We got to see a glimpse of her. And it was interesting because we both commented that just based on her hand, we think that she's older.
Yes.
So not that Mark couldn't have an affair with someone who's older, but it just kind of makes it seem like, okay, well, maybe there's obviously more to the story, but maybe it's not what Nicole might be thinking.
Right. And of course, her mind directly goes into cheating. Is there another woman? But kind of as you watch it, I really don't think that's it. There's definitely something there with this woman and Mark that we don't know what it was yet.
Do you have any idea of what you think it could be?
You know, we still don't know exactly what Mark did, particularly for work. And so I want to know if he was some type of meteorologist, scientist, and was there something with her, some kind of, like you're saying, like experiment that she was a part of, that they were both a part of?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're still wondering why this piece of paper with her number just keeps appearing.
That's true. And I kind of wonder, all right, so I'm going to go on full conspiracy mode. They did talk about Mark acting weird the final few months before he disappeared or died or whatever happened to Mark. We're still trying to confirm it. Seems like he died. And so I said it in the last episode, I think that there was an experiment that went terribly wrong, and that's why he's disappeared. Not sure if he's dead. I hope not.
Right.
But we don't know. It's exciting.
And even Pat, played by Jason Ritter, he's even now intrigued.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's wondering, because he knows that this is so uncharacteristic of his best friend. And so he's now kind of invested in what was going on and what did happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just wanted to, speaking of Pat, can we just take a minute and discuss the ringtone?
Stranger Things.
Stranger Things. I was like, come on, guys. Really? It's okay. You know what? You got to promote your own shows. Like,
that's
Netflix
true.
Has to promote their own product, especially since season 4 was just announced.
Yes. But I would think that Pat would have some kind of better ringtone for his crazy scientific brained mind. But, you know.
Though it is a catchy song. I mean, I immediately recognized it. And I'm not I don't watch it as avid as other people do. So it is pretty epic, I will say, Pat. It's a pretty epic song. Also scary song.
Also now know what Pat's favorite show is.
That is true. That is true.
To get into Pat.
And I wonder if it's always his ringtone or if it's just for Nicole. Sidebar.
That's actually really good.
I don't know.
Why does Nicole have a Stranger Things ringtone?
I know. We'll find out.
Yes.
But, I mean, speaking of Nicole, too, so Dion wrote their address in the door because clearly he believes that his dad is still alive.
Yes.
We don't know if, obviously, he can see things that other people can't see. So we don't know if he knows something the world doesn't know.
Right.
Or if he's just able to see the dead and he just feels like his father is alive. Or we're still figuring that part out. But, so he wrote the address on a sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. Nicole sees it and then she sticks it in the door.
For anyone to see.
For anyone to see. And I get that she wants to keep hope alive. Why do you think she did that?
I don't know. I don't know if she's so discombobulated by everything that's going on that she's not thinking totally straight. Because, again, we were so upset in the beginning. We're like, girl, get out of there. Because
He told her to leave. Mark told you to leave.
And she stayed a couple extra days at the cabin until she was forced to leave. And so I think her mind is just, she's not thinking clearly.
Mm-hmm. Part of me wonders if she hopes, just like if there's a 1% like slither of hope that he's alive.
Yes.
Part of me wonders if that's why she left it there. Because she seems, other than being depressed, which is understandable. Your husband has passed, 2 years ago. So I just wonder, after going through what she just went through, after seeing some version of him, even if it's his ghost, I just wonder if there's part of her that still believes that he's still alive. That's what I was thinking. I'm hoping, because Nicole seems smart. And I don't think she would just put her address in the door with creepy police officer and missing girl.
Just come to the door that morning. And that's actually a really good point, because she must definitely feel that something is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she saw him the night before in some kind of version.
Some weird form, yes.
And so now, I mean, with Dion believing, maybe there is this hope that he's going to come back.
I hope so. It seemed like he was a really good dad and an amazing husband.
Yes.
We got to see more flashbacks in the previous episode. We didn't see as many this episode.
Right.
Maybe it was just to set things up, of course. But it seems like he was the kind of person you'd want to have around you.
Yes, and that's why I'm so curious as to him acting funny the last few months, what that actually was. What was so uncharacteristic of him, and how was he acting?
Well, we'll find out. Hopefully we'll find out. Yes. I don't know. I mean, we have a few episodes, and hopefully we find out this season. But speaking of people we want to have around, Miss Susie G, do you have a message for our fans out there?
Yes. We are just, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to thank everyone for being a part of AfterBuzz, the ESPN of TV. And if you guys are on YouTube right now, make sure you subscribe to us, follow us, leave a comment. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. Any of our social platforms at AfterBuzz TV, we'd really appreciate all the love. And we do this, you guys, because you are our super fans, and we love being a part of this. We love breaking down shows, but we love hearing what you guys have to say.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you.
So let's get into the relationships, because this episode we were introduced to a neighbor, Tessa.
Yes.
And then we also got to see a little bit more interaction between Nicole and her sister, Kat.
Yes.
Who is a doctor at the nearby hospital. And then we also got to hear a little bit of Pat and Nicole's backstory.
Yes.
So let's start with the youngest pairing. Let's actually start with Esperanza and Dion. So cute. She's so cute.
I am in love with this little girl because she is so in love with Dion and thinks that they are best friends and wants to be best friends and says she's invisible, which that there's something there in that line for me.
Right.
Either that she wants to be invisible because she's a little girl who's probably doesn't have a lot of friends and is treated not well at school, or she wants to be invisible. Is that going to be...
Right.
Foreshadowing maybe her superhero power that she has.
That's what I'm hoping. Me too. I mean, the former is more depressing and concerning.
Of course.
But we're hoping that it's the latter. I feel like she probably has something up her sleeve, and because she doesn't have any other friends, no one else knows.
Right.
But I think that they're in each other's lives for a reason.
Absolutely.
So I'm excited to learn more about little Esperanza.
Yes.
And just see their relationship unfold and see if we have a power couple or a power friendship. I don't know. It's so cute.
There's something happening there. I'm excited. Excited for that to keep unfolding.
I know. And speaking of unfolding, which I kind of feel a little bad, but... he could be dead. I don't know. But Pat and Nicole. So,
yes.
We learned a little bit of their history.
Yes.
We learned that Pat was Mark's best friend and he called Nicole a train wreck and was upset when Mark married her.
Yes.
But yet, and still, he's going above and beyond for her. It's very interesting. Give me your thoughts.
I mean, he kind of referenced that him and Mark were like two peas in a pod, and it almost upset the dynamic of their friendship. And Mark fell hard for Nicole. He fell in love with her, and it was almost like Nicole kind of ripped that friendship apart. So for me, I feel like since he's never had a woman in his life like that, because he just says he goes through girl after girl, it's almost for me like it was a little bit of a jealousy thing. And so he was almost trying to pull Mark out of this relationship that he didn't want to see go forward because he wanted his best friend back.
But it's interesting when Tessa, our nosy neighbor, talked to Nicole about it, her answers were surprising to me. She didn't seem dismissive of the idea, like, oh, I don't see him that way, or he's just a friend of the family. Her answers were, oh, I've seen him go through way too many women. It just didn't, and she even talked about how he just lays it on too thick.
Right.
I feel like if there wasn't something there, she would have answered that differently.
I agree with you, because she almost attacked Pat when he came over, when the whole train wreck conversation was happening. But there was, again, a moment in that kitchen with Tessa and herself where there's that little sliver of, is there a love interest there? Is something going to happen?
Right.
Because she would have said to Tessa, some of those things, and she kind of,
yeah,
kind of diverted, and it was kind of like, I kind of thought about it, but she didn't take it off the table.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm a little confused. Is it his undying devotion to Mark, or is that a mask for, like, it was it really jealousy?
Right.
And not jealousy like, oh, man, you took my best friend, but is it a, wow, he's often happy with this beautiful woman, and I feel like, again, more layers.
Right.
There's so much to unpack there. And yes. I'm hoping that we get to explore that relationship a little bit more. And I think we will, because now.
Yes.
Now he's a believer. Now he knows that she's not crazy.
I was so happy.
Yes.
At the end of that, we both started cheering. We were so excited.
Man.
We know somebody else needs to know that this little boy has some superhero powers, and who better than Pat?
Why do you think it was him? Why do you think the writers chose him to be the first to know besides Nicole?
For me, I feel like because Pat is his mentor and that he asked him to be his mentor, and they're both so into this comic book superhero realm, that it just kind of makes sense that Pat would find out, because I feel like Pat might be able to help mentor him through this superhero kind of state that he's going through right now.
It'd be interesting to see now that they're the only ones, the only adults
who
know. So that's cool. I'm excited to get into that and unpack that in the season. Another relationship I wanted to talk about really quickly was also Kat.
Yes.
Nicole's sister.
Yes.
Which is interesting. Kat and Pat. But Kat. Yes, I was like, oh, that's not helpful.
No.
But Kat, Nicole's sister, and of course Nicole.
Right.
What do you think of their relationship? What are the vibes you're getting from these sisters? They seem quite different.
They seem to be polar opposites. I feel like Kat has to be the older sister.
I feel that too.
She just has that older sister mentality of like kind of giving it to her baby sister. Like, I'm going to get you a job, get it together. So she just seems like the more, not uptight is the wrong word for it, but.
Type A?
That's the good word for
type
it.
A.
Little type A doctor. And, you know, she kind of sees what I believe to be the little sister kind of like just floating around and not kind of having it together right now.
Mm-hmm.
But she's definitely a character that I want to see. She's been around for a long time.
Yeah, she seems very, what's the word? Very grounded, I guess, for lack of a better word. But I'm curious to see how she'll respond when she finds out.
Yes.
You know, because I'm sure it's gonna come out at some point.
Yes.
Just because he's still learning how to control his powers. Dion is 7. But it'll be interesting to see how that blows her mind and changes her world and her perspective, because she seems so grounded in reality.
Right.
And she said everything can be explained. So
Not this one.
Not these ones, because every time I turn around, he's doing something else.
Yes.
So, yeah, I'm excited to see how all the adults will respond to little Dion.
And I think each adult is going to respond so differently, and I'm kind of excited about that. I mean, Pat's face at the end of the episode was, like, golden.
Yes, it was.
So great.
I wish you guys could have been there when we watched it. We cheered. We just wanted the world to know that Nicole is... She's still trying to keep it together, but she's not lying. She's not losing it.
Yes.
Her son is special in the most special way.
And she's not alone anymore.
Right. And so I'm excited. Like I said earlier, I'm excited for her and Pat. I'm excited for her and Kat. I'm hoping that Esperanza and Dion become a little... They don't have to be a power couple. They're kids.
Yes.
But just like a power pairing.
I think. And I think... I don't know. I'm going to believe in that because I like that.
Yeah. No, and I did want to bring this up, too, because I'm hoping that Esperanza is not a sidekick. I feel like we're getting away from that.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is worthy. Everyone, I think, should be on
yes.
the same level. But we did see Dion refer to Pat as his dad's sidekick.
Yes.
What do you think he meant by that?
Dion. No, I think Dion can see that Pat and his dad were sidekicks. And so it's interesting that a 7-year-old kind of picked up on that, that Pat was his dad's sidekick. So it would be so awesome and great if Pat continues to be his mentor, not his sidekick, and we see little Esperanza become his little sidekick.
I don't want any sidekicks. Everyone's great. I don't know. It'll be interesting.
Because I always think, like, when you say sidekick, kind of like partners in crime.
I guess that's kind of how. I mean, I guess that's one way to look at it. I've always looked at it as like a junior, senior thing.
Okay.
Like a Batman and Robin. Robin is definitely like in his own right. But there was a time before he became, I think, Nightwing, where he was little Robin.
Right.
So I don't know. But it's, I guess it just depends on your perspective.
I would like to see them become partners in crime.
Yes.
Always together.
Hopefully, if he becomes a hero, we're not sure if he's a villain yet.
That's true. We still don't know. He could completely flip.
Exactly. We still don't know. But I'm excited moving forward. That is our coverage for this episode. We're both happy that Nicole has a friend, possibly a love interest. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. And I think, just really quickly, I just thought of this. I think the fact that Pat was his dad's sidekick, I think that's another reason why it could have been jealousy for Nicole.
Right.
And not over Mark.
That actually makes a lot of sense, too.
Right, like he wanted Nicole. I don't know. There's so much to unfold.
There's a lot happening.
But we'll just have to find out what happens in the rest of the series.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, next up, guys, we're actually going to get into our special segment. And yes, that heroic music.
Yes.
It's Comic Connection. So, Susie G, tell us, what is the Comic Connection?
First of all, we are really excited because we do know that this show is based on a comic book, Raising Dion, that came out in 2015. And what's so unique is that each episode, the name of each episode, is based off of a phrase or a storyline from a comic book. So we kind of want to see the name of the episode and what that comic connection is going to be for Raising Dion. And so this episode was Fortress of Solitude, obviously Superman's lair. So for those that know, that's kind of his fortress, his solitude, where he lives. And so if you kind of connect it to this episode, you kind of just want to go back to the beginning. They used to go away to the cabin as a family. It's in a very small town. And so it's kind of like where they go to seek solitude. And they would have stayed there if Nicole wouldn't have left. So in this episode, I think that they're just kind of setting it up that that's kind of their fortress of solitude.
Hmm. It's interesting because when Mark showed up in a weird way, he told them to leave.
And that's where I am wondering what that little twist is.
Exactly. Because even if they wanted to stay, and clearly they stayed.
Right.
They had to leave because Nicole got the job interview. So I wonder if that's going to be, if the cabin is going to play more of a role in the future.
Yes.
I think it will. So it's interesting. I'm thinking about my own Fortress of Solitude right now. We were just talking about it.
Yes.
I feel like my room, my bedroom, is my Fortress of Solitude.
I would back that up. Mine as well.
As it should be. That's what the bedroom should be.
Yes. But I think it's so unique that each episode does have some kind of comic connection. I think it's going to be interesting now to see the title and then see how that connects with what happens.
And I love that the title even has the issue number in it. Like, we're getting to see a visual, like, Netflix comic book.
Yes.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, I think it was done well. I'm really, again, I'm excited because I'm like, oh, what are the other episodes named? And, like, can I get something just from the episode name?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, thanks, Nick. Yeah. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I don't know why I almost called you Nicole. You were definitely Susie. Nicole. Susie, thank you so much for that. All right. Well, next up, let's get into some predictions.
Yes.
But like we said, there's a lot going on, and we could go in so many different directions.
Yes.
So take it from the top. Give me a couple, because I know there's a few things we could predict.
Yes. My mind is spinning. I definitely think, obviously, Esperanza, big prediction that something is going to happen and she's going to become some kind of superhero. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I would like to see. And I also think that we're going to see more of Michael B. Jordan's character. We're going to see more of Mark and a little bit more of his character. And hopefully we'll get to see kind of that unfold with what happened towards the end when he was kind of acting a little bit funny.
Mm-hmm. I think, so obviously we have our lovely, not yet couple, but I think that's part of my prediction. I think they will be a couple in the future. We have Pat and Nicole. I think that them being the only two who are aware right now, it's going to bring them together. They're going to come together over, I think, initially protecting Dion.
Yes.
But then it's going to evolve, which is interesting. Yes. I've already said before, and I'll say it again, I think that what happened to Mark is some sort of failed experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Charlotte, I don't know if she's a scientist or... And on that note, I think the reason Mark was acting so strange is because I think he was recruited by some organization, some agency out there to do some weird stuff, like to do some trials, do some research, to do something. And then it went left. And I think maybe Charlotte was his supervisor or his, somehow Charlotte and him worked together. I don't know, a lab partner.
Right.
But I know, I just totally like, I just feel like that's what happened. It's he kind of went missing and off the grid for a while. So that I predict, and I also predict and agree with you that I think Esperanza has some super capabilities, and I want her to.
I so want her to.
Yeah, I think
it's... You kind of fall in love with her just like Dion the moment that they are on the screen, because they're likable characters. And
right.
You want them to be friends and you want to root for both of them to like save the world.
Right. And I want what she said about being invisible to... not be to not be negative, but be positive.
Yes.
Like, this is going to be her ability, so it'll be interesting to see. Yes. But guys, that is all for tonight's episode. Next week we'll get into episode 3, issue number 103.
Yes.
So guys, where can we find you, Susie G? Let us know.
It is Twitter and on Instagram at Susie G Styles.
And guys, you can find me on Instagram and also Twitter at Princess C TV. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.